Yo, welcome to My Pal Sammy. I'm your host, Sammy Yunnan. This is the fifth and final My Pal Sammy episode documenting my 2018 Christmas break. It's January, what is today? January 6th, 2019. Oh, Coptic Christmas Eve. Tomorrow's Christmas in Egypt for the Copts. Tonight's tea selection is Lady Grey, yo. So to recap, as I've done on the previous four episodes, every Christmas break, I pensively sit around and I watch a lot of TV, I read a lot of comic books, I watch a lot of TV shows, movies, and then I have tea, I think a lot, I write a lot, and then this Christmas break, I've been recording these My Pal Sammy episodes as kind of like a captain's log, a journal, a diary entry, a record of some of the pop culture I've been consuming, some of the stuff I've been thinking about over the break, which is now over. So, a moment of silence for that. Episode 1. Was about popular. You can be popular or you can be relevant. I covered stand-up comedy, Ellen DeGeneres, relatable. Coldplay's recent documentary, and then Bruce Springsteen on Broadway. And just the idea that it's like popularity is easy. We can do that with social media, with high school, any John Hughes movie, basically, can tell, like, it's that whole 80s movie mentality, right? Like, you are a loser, and then you struggle, and you try hard, and you work hard, or whatever, and you finally get into, like, the good, cool group, the popular kids, the jocks, or whatever, they're the quarterback, and all that stuff, and then it's always, like, in every 80s movie takeaway, which is that it's, those people are gross. I don't want to be with them. I want to go back to my loser friends, Ducky. You can be popular, you can be relevant. It's hard to be relevant. Holy cow. Especially in those rare moments where you can hit the zeitgeist and just kind of capture or kind of read the room and just kind of articulate in a clear, concise manner just what is happening in this era and this time and everything that we're in. It'll happen every now and then with like a comic book or a movie or a TV show, something that just really kind of captures the spirit of the age, the zeitgeist. That's hard. That's hard to pull off. Needs a lot of tea leaves reading. Second episode explored expectations versus reality. That was fueled by Kobe Bryant's recent book, The Mamba Mentality. The third episode followed me watching Avengers Infinity War and kind of grappling with Thanos and his motivations. And his methods, and ultimately his decision to snap away half of existence. So, still don't know where I stand on that. I think it's always gonna be. I'm always one of my slogans, one of my mottos, I guess, is be wary of the con in consensus. There's sometimes, like, agreement is good sometimes, and other times there's, there was a period where everybody believed the Earth was flat, and, that was wrong. That was widely agreed upon. That was the con and consensus. There was a time when people believed that leeches were good for medicine. The con and consensus, that was wrong. Smoking and while you're pregnant. Remember when the suburban housewives protested you name it. Dungeons and Dragons, Kiss, rap lyrics. These things get a lot of wide consensus, and I'm always kind of weary of the con of consensus. There's an often overlooked value to cynicism. I think cynicism gets a bad rap. I think it's just the it's classified as something negative, or something is ugly, or something that's awful. But I always found that the opposite. I found that cynicism was the seeds, the birthplace of hope. Because once you start doubting the wizard, once you start questioning the wizard, and then that's how you eventually find out that there's an old man behind the wizard. Once you have that kind of information, once you question, once you doubt, once you reject the obvious, it'd be amazing. I mean, when you think of Wizard of Oz, when they started, they really believed that the wizard could provide hope and heart and courage and I don't remember what else they were looking for. But they really believed that the wizard could provide those things. The con and consensus. And, I mean, it turns out that, I mean, the message of the movie was that those things were always with you no matter what. So, I don't find cynicism ultimately that evil or that bad. I think it's a start of questioning. It's the start of hope. I think if you just stop at cynicism, if that's your final destination, then yeah, that's something bad. But if it's the beginning of a destination, then it can get really inspiring, and it will take you on some amazing paths. Yeah, you're not gonna make a lot of friends, though, I can tell you that much. To go full circle back to the 80s movies. If there's any one takeaway from 80s movies, it's that God help you and God have mercy on your soul if you try to stand out. Oh, Lord. Just fit in with your group. Whatever, if you're a nerd, jock, whatever it is, that's the 80s takeaway. Fit in with your group. Episode 4 covered the first a Hulu show. And I have a feeling I was the first person to watch this. This thing is just... It's just like tumbleweeds in that little, like... You know when you're in, like, the Western, it's like a ghost town? Yeah. This is... They should really congratulate me. I put up, I think, about 3 tweets about the first. Didn't even get hearted any of them. I didn't get retweeted. I'm like, it's a $60 million show, man. You guys owe me. So that episode 4, was covering the first. And it's also covering perhaps the last, which is the... it was just exploring Girth Radio's current transition period. I'm not sure. The PGH, Pacific Junction Hotel Bar, where we record, where our booth is, where our home is, where our community is. Was recently sold at the end of December, and the new owners take over beginning of February. They do some renovations, and then the bar reopens as something completely different in March. And all good things, I guess. But I don't know also if this is the end. There's a line in Jerry Maguire. Yeah, with the Jerry Maguire portion of the podcast. There's a line in Jerry Maguire, I think it was Renee Zellweger, who says it. But she says, is this a break or a breakup? And that line always kind of stuck with me, actually. Because it's like, that's an interesting kind of take. So yeah, I don't know if this is a break or breakup. With Girth Radio, I'm not really sure. It's a transition, and we will see where it goes and what happens from here. I don't really have a major takeaway. Overall, this Christmas break was restful. I was grateful for the time off. I was grateful for the time to read and to nap. and to just watch a lot of the TV. I guess I'll just close on a more positive note. I watched last night on Amazon Prime, I watched Uncle Drew, the Kyrie Irving old man basketball movie. It's this generation Space Jam, I guess. It's a fun movie. I mean, it's pretty much what you expect. There's a lot of hope. There's a lot of inspiration. The idea that age, size, all those kind of things that we impose as limits, or feel that people impose upon us as limits, none of those things matter. There's always something kind of with like sports. I don't know, Nike, especially Nike commercials, the Rocky montages. There's this kind of inspiration. It's inspiration porn, I guess, really, right, is what it boils down to. It's this idea of, like, sweat, and you overcoming, and then there's images of you pushing that big, huge tractor tire over, and you're running uphill, and, you know, people are getting frustrated and slamming their locker, and but they keep persisting. Stallone and Carl Weathers running on the beach, and first they were enemies and they were friends, and then unfortunately Apollo passed away in Rocky IV. But it's inspiration porn is fascinating, because real life and business is not like that. There's no there's no Gatorade for sitting at your desk and typing. I mean, if you're a writer, that's it. There's nothing sexy about it. There's no training, or like there might be some exercises that you do to kind of take a break from typing all the time, but there's no Nike commercials for that. There's like there's no Nike shoes for like business people to like run between meetings and get to different offices and buildings and stuff like that. It's a weird thing to kind of translate that that hope from those Rocky montages and those Nike ads and translate it into something that's tangible that you can kind of take into your day-to-day life. I mean, if you're a student, there's not a lot of you're just sitting there, you're highlighting books, you're going to classes. Those are not really technically sexy images. But sports is like, you know, come from behind victories, and you're down by like 10 and there's only 5 minutes left. Can you do it? You get these really cool challenges and you get to witness these really cool success stories. Oftentimes when I watch an NBA game, especially one that's been really thrilling and really tight in the playoffs, when the stakes are high, I get, and after it's done, I'm so hyper and I just want to go outside and play basketball or do something. And it's like, especially if it's the East Coast game, the West Coast games are even worse, because the East Coast games will finish like 10:30, 11, but a West Coast game can finish like 1 in the morning, and there's less, literally nothing you can do at 1 in the morning to like burn off that energy. But yeah, it's a weird thing, like that whole inspiration porn and that overcoming and I think really watching Uncle Drew, and as we transition into this new year, I think that the takeaway, if there is a takeaway or the message for the kids, is to take these opportunities, these January 1st opportunities, to make sure that you still want to do what you're doing, to rededicate yourself. It's kind of like why people sometimes get remarried 10, 20, 30 years in, or 50 years in, or whatever it is. It's like, you know, I'm still down with this. I'm still good with this. I still want to write novels. I still want to, like, run a business. I still want to make podcasts. You rededicate yourself. Because the truth is, too, like, these days they go by so quickly. And you want to make sure you have as much fun as possible. You want to hang out with people that make you laugh. And that's the... And because you end up spending 8, 10, 12 hours a day working, depending how much you work, it makes more sense to keep it as fun and as light as possible. So it's just rededicating to what you do. But kind of connected to that too is just recognizing, I guess, the message from Uncle Drew, but also all the years of watching NBA, which is the love of the game. That always felt like a bit of a hustle to me. Because I never really... I mean, I don't spend enough time watching NFL, so this might be incorrect, or Major League Baseball. But I never really heard people talk about, you know, football players, baseball players, talking the same way about the love of the game. Basketball was even like a slogan for the NBA for a while, for the love of the game. Michael Jordan had a "for the love of the game" clause, where anywhere that he went and he saw a basketball game being played, if he wanted to play, he could go play. Most obviously, NBA players don't have that clause in their contract because, you know, if you're in LA or like New York City or somewhere and you see a playground and then you go play, and then you fall and you bust up that knee. You know, the guys who are playing rough in New York City, whatever, may not be doing anything. They might just be working regular jobs or whatever. They bust up their knee. That's nothing. You're a $30 million player and you bust up your knee. That's a huge impact. Yeah, so I guess that's... watching Uncle Drew made me think about that phrase, "for the love of the game." I think it's an amazing opportunity to write and to do these podcasts and to hang out with the people that I get to hang out with, and to make the stuff that I get to make. I'm always amazed when people tell me that they've read something or they like this episode or they watch something. Like, out of all these opportunities in this world, all the Netflix and books and comic books and everything like this, Marvel movies, all this stuff happening, and it's like you took the time to listen to like my podcast or you read something that I wrote. Like, that's crazy. The internet is funny. Like, when I used to do stuff at Edge 102, I'd be on the air every now and then. And with radio, it's a weird thing where, like, you make a joke or you say something, whatever, there's no feedback. So it's like, you know, did you pick up on that? Was that funny? Like, that was sarcasm. You don't get any feedback, so you don't know how well you're doing. That's sometimes the way with the internet. You just throw the stuff out there, and it's just a drop in the ocean. I've never gone viral. Probably should put that as like my Tinder bio. But so it's like you don't get all the other stuff is kind of artificial, right? Like how many followers you get, how many likes you get, whatever. Some of those things is not always accurate. So really, the reason you keep going, the reason why you persist, is because, like I said at the start, which is that you rededicate yourself, but also for the love of the game. I hope that if you're listening to this, I hope that whatever you choose to do, you dedicate yourself to it in 2019. That you find ways to make it happen. That you find ways to get it out. That you find ways to build a community. That you find ways to discover people who are going to champion your work, who are going to support your work. Because while those obvious messages were for like the movie Uncle Drew, that, like, you know, age and size doesn't matter, and like you can do it, and like you know, rededicating yourself and for the love of the game. I've watched enough NBA over the years to know that you need a good, solid team. And that even when you have a good, solid team, it's not always enough. That you don't always win a championship. Back in the day, Karl Malone, Stockton, Utah Jazz, got to the finals, couldn't do it. Sean Kemp, Gary Payton, Nate McMillan, all those guys, couldn't do it. Got to the finals, couldn't do it. New York Knicks, Starks and Ewing, couldn't do it. We tend to focus a lot more on the work that we do. You'll find thousands and thousands of articles and books and YouTube tutorials and stuff of how to be a better writer, how to be a better coder, how to be a better photographer, how to promote your podcast, how to be a dynamic blogger. But really, there are ways to get better, and some of them are obvious, but it really boils down to community. And I guess that was my ultimate takeaway from Uncle Drew. That's my message for the kids. Find a community. Hold on to your community. Don't take it for granted. I always thought that the most amazing thing of the whole Jesus story was that he had 12 disciples, technically 11, I guess, after Judas kind of up and went and traitor on him. But he only had 12 disciples. 12 people is not a lot of people by any stretch of the imagination. And yet they were able to start a revolution and start a religion. And it spread. Find your team. Find your starting five. I think that's the... that probably is going to become a goal for 2019. I'm lucky. I have a number of people that I already work with and who support me and will champion my work and stuff like that. But I guess the key message of Uncle Drew was just like, these guys were seniors. They've been through it all. And despite the frustrations and their setbacks and everything else. Yeah, see, there is an inspiring message for the kids from Uncle Drew. It's that they stuck with it. It's easy when there's bumps and things like that. That's why sometimes couples just break up, because it's easier to just divorce or to break up than to deal with these issues or work through these issues. But yeah, I hope to find a better community. I hope to connect with a better community. And I hope to serve that community with my work. And I hope that the community is founded and formed around one common element, which is for the love of the game. As cheesy as it is, it's also true. Uncle Drew's fun. It's not going to change your life. Well, maybe change your life after listening to this message, which then obviously it seems to change my life. I don't know about that. It's a fun, dumb movie. If you want to... After this whole week, these last 2 weeks of Christmas break, I did, there was other things too, but I really didn't kind of highlight. I watched, finished up the season of Man in High Castle, started Netflix's Man in High Castle, which is 1983, started season 2 of Counterpart. There was a lot of darkness and a lot of grim realities, so... It's a nice palate cleanser just to kind of finish off with Uncle Drew. And the message for the kids. 2019 is going to be an interesting year. It's hard to read it. It's hard to know where we're going from here. I mean, it's only 6 days in. So, I don't know what to expect. But hopefully we get to have some fun, meet some new people, form a community, have some more tea. We shall see. Thank you for listening for these 5 episodes. Starting January 2019, over the next couple of weeks, you can I will resume my duties as host of My Summer Lair. I've already got a number of exciting guests lined up, so you can follow that. That'll be on Garth Radio, as well as mysummerlayer.com. I also co-host Back Issue Bloodbath with Andrew Young. It's a comic book podcast that comes out every Wednesday around 1:30 or so, 1 o'clock, 1:30. So, see what I'm saying? Community, yo. And then we'll see. We'll see what 29, what doors open, what doors close, what opportunities materialize, what opportunities disappear. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for giving me your time in this busy pop culture era. You can follow me on the Twitter and on the Instagram and on the Facebook at MyPalSammy. And as I said, everything's at girthradio.com, mysummerlayer.com. And thank you so much for listening. I hope your 2019 is fantastic.